Blog Talk Radio.
February 17th, 2013, broadcasting you live from somewhere out of space. Hope you all are doing well tonight. It is now the 17th of February. It's switched up on. We are now broadcasting at midnight for tonight only. A little special High Times episode. Welcome by my man, Jay Jerker, wanting to get on one to speak about people. But for some reason, he's not on the call right now. I don't know what's going on, so I'm going to sit here and rap to y'all until we can get him on the line and see what's going on. If you need to be able to call in, please feel free to call in. Get at me, 646-915-8680. This is the off-ramp when we speak about anything. I love speaking about sports. Love speaking about music, any kind of topic, celebrity news, anything. Y'all got TMZ pictures out there, send them all my way. I'd love to hear them. Right now, we got Jay Jerker on the line. Looks like he has just called in. He wanted to have this special episode laid out for him. Jay Jerker, what's going on there, good sir?
Yo, what's good?
What up? What's going on?
You're on the mic. Well, Mike.
What's your beef?
Yo, man. A lot going on tonight, man. NBA Finals. NBA All-Star Weekend.
I was going to say, NBA Finals. Tonight, you got a couple more. It's only halfway there.
Yeah, man. You know what I meant, man.
What'd you think, man? I don't know. Yeah, I like the new format, man. It was getting whacked a couple of years ago.
Say that one more time. You got to speak up. I can't hear you.
I said it was being whacked last couple of years, man. But this little format, you know, I think that joint's high. What you think?
What about the whole East versus West getting a bunch of points together? I thought it was hard. I don't think the format bothers me one way or another. I mean, it's an all-star game. It's not like just kids are out here playing all that hard. I just want to see good action. You know what I mean? I think that as long as you have good highlights, as long as, you know, the people are performing, especially if you're not going to have the big names in. I feel like some of these young kids, especially in the dunk contest, where if you're not a premier player in your league, you don't get a lot of big minutes. You know, do some practicing to make sure that you can get these dunk cleans, because this is your time to shine. This is the time when people get to know who you are. It's because of what you show in the All-Star game.
So what are you talking about, yeah?
You're talking about the All-Star game, right?
Yeah. What you talking about?
I'm talking about the dunk contest and all the All-Star activities.
Okay. Yeah,
you gotta stop smoking PJ, Jerker.
Yo, I was talking to you. I have a high conversation.
I don't know if this is good for my product.
Yeah, you get high scores.
But only one of us is high.
That's your fault.
that's my fault, man. Did your mom ever tell you? I thought when I raised you, I told you to say no to drugs.
Yeah, Barkley is gay, yo. Look at his mannerisms. We've never seen him with a girl.
Yeah, he likes white girls.
What girl have you seen him with in public? Yo, he's like, he hasn't been married. Yo, you haven't talked about no scandals with this dude, with no women. He don't got no babies nowhere running around talking about, I'm Barkley's son, and he don't come see me.
I think he's actually been divorced. Have you checked on that? Are you sure?
No, I haven't checked on anything.
So you assume he's gay because you've never seen him on TV with a chick?
I'm assuming he's gay because of look at the way he talks.
Yeah, you got to speak up, Jay Jerk. It's tough to hear you.
Yeah, like look at the way he talks, man.
The way he talks.
Yeah,
you sound like a Republican.
The way he talks.
You're gonna start singing.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You don't understand. Yeah, I'm gonna look up Charles Barkley.
You what?
I'm looking up Charles Barkley women.
Charles Barkley women. So do you feel like you could tell someone's gay just because how they talk, you know? You sound like a Republican.
I'm just saying, I haven't seen her with no women,
That's why I didn't tell
them. Like, have you? Like, honestly,
What? You think he's gay?
No, but, I mean, have you seen him with, like, a woman, like, him together? Like, he goes to all these war shows, all these, like, invites. You had to have seen him with, like, a woman, like, at his date, like, somewhere,
Well, I've seen him in Philadelphia newspapers getting a picture with his white girl.
Sorry that disappoints you.
Yo, y'all get, is there snow going on up in the East Coast somewhere?
No, there ain't no snow going on, man. Snow down there at the beach?
Yeah, man, it's snowing pretty heavy down here, man. You gotta be able to put your chain on the tires around these parts, man.
Yeah. So what you think about the whole Alicia Keys and Swift Beach joint,
I mean, I feel like Mashonda got a raw deal. It's tough for me to speculate on what happens in a relationship. I've always felt like people's relationships are their relationships, and unless you're involved in there, you don't really know what is the cause, but I mean, the way Mashonda
Barkley just kissed a dude, on TV, He kissed a ref on the mouth,
It's like six years ago.
You don't kiss no other dude on the mouth,
So what are we talking about? Are we talking about Swiss Beats or are we talking about Barkley?
We holding two conversations, so we talk about both at the same damn time. Because when you get high, you can talk high and have two high conversations.
This is horrible radio. I hope my
Listen.
This is horrible radio.
No, it's not, Listen. All I'm saying is that I think they profited off of their infidelity. They're like the first couple in history to profit off of infidelity. Crazy. Through song.
Why do you think they profit off of infidelity?
She made two hot songs about him.
What songs did she make about him?
On that her one album,
What songs did she make off this week?
It was that was totally about him talking about when he was here with her at night or whatever. I don't have the iTunes app, but you know what I'm talking about,
I got no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
Alicia Keys' album, like her, not her last album, but like 2 years ago, her that album. She had two songs about Swiss Beats on that joint.
Yeah, but she was popular before the scandal.
She made two records about it, Infidelity, put it out in the open, like she didn't even have no. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. Like, she didn't even get fried for that. Like, if that was a man, doing that, he would have got fried in it. Like, it would have been all over Esquire, Time Magazine, Source, all that shit. Like, she didn't get fried at all. She lost no credibility.
So, are you saying that she made songs about being the mistress?
Yeah.
That's happened before.
Woo!
Oh, no.
I'm talking about...
look at... Look at hold on, man. Let me talk. Look at the song As We Lay. That's about being the other woman. And that's popular. That's old school. That's like 60s.
This is what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, I'm not saying that there haven't been songs made about it, but they haven't been, like, brought to life. Like, that was true. Like, she was talking about being another woman, and then she was the other woman. And then, she, like, you know what I mean? They got married. And they got married and had babies and shit before he was even divorced.
Like, yeah. She's having a baby before she gets divorced.
That's Kim Kardashian, though. She's been married, like, 4 times, you know? And she don't make a song or nothing about it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if she would have made, like, they had a reality show about how she went from porn star to getting married twice, and then, you know what I mean, now having a baby, like, then I'll stop saying.
So which words?
Both. Like, well, Kim Kardashian shit. But I mean, it's still, I'm saying, you know what I mean? Like, all right.
So do you think Kim Kardashian made a profit off her infidelity?
Yeah. And I got mad, and that's what I'm talking about, like, the whole breakup and divorce and shit. Like, I was like, that's why I don't like her. Because she made it seem like she was a victim, you know what I'm saying? And because Marisol used to watch the show, like, I would, like, have to sit there and watch it with her sometimes. And this dude, like, she was, like, crazy. Made the dude move to New York. He was trying to train in Minnesota. Like, yo, it's crazy, yo. And then Kim left him, right, after this big-ass thing on the show, got the wedding deal, all that shit, right? Left him. And then you got Kanye, because he wanted to lick her pussy, making songs about Chris Humphries. Like, he was getting fried because he was in Brooklyn. Like, he was getting fried about a rap shit. Girl didn't do nothing, yo. Like, yo, what was people frying her, yo? Like, it was only a handful. But nobody fried Alicia Keys, though.
To tell you the truth, I don't know. I mean, Alicia Keys says that they didn't get together until long after that her and Machina stopped dating. I don't believe it. I mean, I do think it's all pretty bad. I mean, but I think that once you get to that level of Hollywood, man, I think they're all sleeping with each other, you know? I mean, think about it. When Kanye can say, my girl's a superstar off of a home movie, and he has no problem about, you know, walking and holding hands with a woman who has a sex tape out there with Ray J, who was singing a piano to Floyd Mayweather before his big fight. Like, I mean, at that point, you know that their standards just aren't as high. I mean, because I look at it like of women I date. Like, you don't have to be a virgin for me to date, but if you got a sex tape out there, there's a pretty good chance we're not going to make it. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, do it.
Try to make another tape with you, but I don't got me holding hands with you at the mall.
Yeah. You know why I couldn't do that? Because, I'm not saying that I occasionally check out a couple pornos or whatever online and shit. You go check out a porno, you may run across your wife with a dude. Like, that's crazy, yo. Like, just imagine you, like, all right, you know what I'm saying? I need to get a good jerk on. My wife been gone for a couple weeks, typing the porns up. And the first thing come up is your wife with another dude. Like, how the fuck would that make you? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy, that thought.
Yeah, I bet you said you got to get a good jerk on.
I'm just saying, yo. Like, what if that was the scenario, though? You know what I'm saying?
I tell you, the thing that scares me the most is if one day with my kids, like, if I have a son and my kid decides to start looking up porn and he sees his mother, that's what scares me the most.
Yo, that would fuck, yo, oh my gosh, yo. Like, imagine growing up knowing that too, yo. Oh, no, yo. I think I'd be in jail some damn way, yo.
Because as famous as Kim Kardashian is, and the fact that she's having a child, her child will have to come to grips with the fact that her mom made a sex tape with someone different than her dad.
Right. Getting dicked down, too. she was horrible at it, too. Yeah, that tape was horrible, yeah. That tape alone, as sexy as Kim Kardashian is, and I'm not saying I wouldn't hit it if I got the opportunity, but I don't want to hit it because of that tape.
You wouldn't hit off Kardashian? I wouldn't go that far.
No. I said I wouldn't pass up the opportunity, but just watching her fuck,
Like, it didn't arouse me at all. Like, she couldn't even take her damn bra off, yo. She didn't give him nothing back. Like, I'm just like, yo, what the fuck, you know, this ass? You can't even ride the dude good. Couldn't hit it from the back. Dude, I'm like, yo, take your bra off, yo. Like, dude, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, get on, move the blanket, yo. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Well, you ain't got to be a porn star to make a movie. You ain't got to be
a good person. But she just don't look like a good fuck, yeah, to me. She don't look like she can get it, yo.
But you try it out, though. If the opportunity
came available. I would just hope that I was in a bad situation.
Maybe she was tired. Maybe she was tired. And then
hey, you go give her one of them fat burn pills that she be advertising, you know?
Right. I don't even know what them shit they call. But
I mean, infidelity is what makes these stars a lot of money, man. It's a shame, but that's why, you know, it's, even though it's entertaining to watch TV and all that stuff, but sometimes it's pretty bad, man, because just like the whole Alicia Keys and Mashonda situation, you know, she was really broken up over the whole breakup with Swizz Beatz. She looked like she was really still in love with dude.
Right.
But I don't like Swizz Beatz anyway, man, because he's from Brixton, New Jersey, but he claims New York.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I'm just saying, I'm not really faulting him because, I mean, yeah.
Do you think Alicia Keys can sing?
Yeah, I got two rabbits sitting on one in my backyard. What? You think she can sing?
Yeah, did you just say you have two rabbits having sex in your backyard?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Why do you have rabbits in your backyard?
I don't know. Every year, for the last 3 years, we've had rabbit eggs.
So you have wild rabbits in your neighborhood, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Like, every year, we find their nest. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, 1 year we found the eggs, and the girls did, and then we
what'd y'all do
basically. No, we left them there. We left them there. And then, man. I mean, the girls
fried them up, yo. Made you some bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, yo.
Nah, man, we couldn't do that, man. But yeah, and then as the springtime came, like, the little babies was running around the yard. It was crazy. The vet tried to keep one of them. Yo, he's like, nah, yeah, ain't gonna be able to do it.
She tried to keep one of the rabbits.
Yeah, because they had babies. Like, they had babies, and we watched them hatch, basically. And he started running around the yard, and she was like, oh, can we keep one? I'm like, nah, man. Mother part.
Yeah, I can't believe they have wild rabbits, yo. Like, that just doesn't seem right, yo.
I don't know.
I will say, last night, right? Last night, I was cleaning out my basement, and my dog started going crazy. I'm like, yo, what's going on? It was a huge possum in my backyard, and I really debated going to get the shotgun and try to pluck him off, you know. But I wasn't sure if I would end up in jail that night. And I was like, I don't really want to go to jail tonight because I got a stuffed up nose. And if I get sicker, I don't want the health care that's in jail. Yeah. I feel like if I end up in jail at this point in my age, you know, there's a good chance somebody's going to give me AIDS with a bad needle. Yeah. This is not something I want to experience.
I'm telling you, yo. You talk about that dude, yo. I think you get quality service, though. Similar to like an HMO type joint.
What? Because you're talking about the guys who Bible plan, robbed the bank for a dollar, and now they're getting cancer.
No. Well, it wasn't because of the Obama plan. It was just basically because of the screwed up health system that we have, and they have insurance. So they basically, you know, try to go to the emergency room as many times as possible. That most times, once they know that you don't have insurance, they won't even see you, but, like, you know, they just want to keep you overnight. So they just robbed the bank for a dollar, yeah. They didn't wait for the police because he had cancer, got his treatment. It's crazy.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, we was watching a mob show. It's about this girl doing drugs over here, you know. And she was getting Botox in jail, you know. Got the man fired, you know. Got the warden fired, you know. He approved her getting Botox, talking about she needed to look pretty in jail.
A lady was getting Botox in jail?
Yeah, you know, in the jail. The whole, everybody got fired in that joint. Like, because they let her have it, right? Because she was some big, like, drug pick clean pen in Miami. And they basically got she had the warden fired when once they got found out that she was getting Botox in jail, talking about because she needed to look pretty.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, well, somebody else was just in jail. Somebody just got fired because they slept with, like, a woman inmate or a male parole officer, and somebody got pregnant.
Wow.
I don't know if I could sleep with somebody that's in jail, you know.
Yeah,
I think that's I think sex is the last thing in my mind if I see you. If you're locked up, I don't want to hump you.
I
need a girl who smells like Bath and Body Works, you know.
I'll have to take it from the
female. Not Jailhouse Ivory.
Like, if the female, the female thing, like, if it was, like, if my wife was locked up and she wanted a conjugal visit, of course I'd go down and bang her out. But, like, if I was the female, I'd be like, hell no. Like, I just couldn't trust that even if you told me you didn't get you know what I mean, dick down, like, I couldn't trust that because I know shit can happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, it would be absolutely no way.
Dude got raped in jail?
Yeah, yo. Like, come on, yo. Like, he can have AIDS is what I'm basically saying. And despite you telling me, no, that didn't happen to me, like, how the fuck do I really know? And am I willing to put that on the line, whether you staff up or not? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just, as a female, I wouldn't do it. No conjugal visit at all.
So if you got locked up and your wife decides not to give you no cheese, you going to be cool with that, yo?
Yeah, I mean, basically, you know, understand. I'll be hot. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you know, if she came to me and said that, I'll be like, yeah, you're right. I have it, but you're right. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess at this point in my life, I'm just trying to, the only thing that could lock me up is somebody messes with my wife or my child. So.
Yeah, I feel you.
Or if you get me in trouble in the club again.
Nah, yeah, I'm good. But listen, let me ask you this. If you got locked up and somebody picked your butt, would you tell your wife? Or would you just keep it as a secret? Like, I'm just saying your wife, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, or would you be so embarrassed that you was like, nah, yo, I'm never telling nobody this shit?
Yeah, I'd probably never tell nobody, yo.
Yeah, me too, yeah. I don't know how I was able to be able to come to grips with letting that out the bag, yeah. Like, yeah, at all.
I got me never tell. If something like that ever happened, one, I got me dying in jail. Because I feel like if I got raped, yo, I feel like I'd just rather go ahead and die, you know.
Right. Well, I just keep coming to the dude where they just have to put me somewhere, you know, because I don't think I can see this dude without wanting to punch his ass in the face.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like he's going to have to get stabbed, yo. I mean, he's going to have to get shanked up, yo. There's no way I'm getting raped and, like, someone's not dying. But if that happened, yo, there's no way I'm telling them. There's no way I'm telling anybody, yo. I might have to go out like homeboy in Cali, yo.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. It's crazy.
Might have to start plucking off wardens or something if they let that happen, yo.
Yeah. It's crazy, yo. But yeah, I definitely die. I'll take that to my grave, though, man. Definitely take it to my grave. Yo, so what you think about Dennis Dixon signing, man?
The who?
Dennis Dixon. He's an Eagle. What do you think?
I mean, we got three guys who's going to fight for one QB spot. our quarterback situation, I don't think, is the most dire situation in Philadelphia. I think, I mean, Jason Peters coming back is a big help, but we need a right tackle, and we need a left guard. You know, our linebacker core still, I like the way our linebackers played at the end of the year, but we need a D coordinator. I mean, what's good to have a quarterback if we still ain't got nobody to call plays on defense?
Yeah, I need to go out and get Michael Boley, yo.
I don't know if I want that shit.
You don't know? He got hurt, but yeah.
I need some young kids back there, yo. What's up with your boy Colin Kaepernick getting body shots taken off of him on a cruise, yo?
You said what?
What's up with the boy Colin Kaepernick getting body shots taken off of him on a cruise, yo?
Yeah, I have no idea. Yeah, I need to hear about that, yo.
Yeah, man, got a bunch of white girls looking to kill off his chest, yo. His girlfriend wasn't too happy. Have you seen his girlfriend?
Yeah, I seen her. She all right.
Yeah, man. What's up with women in the fake boobies, yo? There's a lot of women with fake boobies.
Oh, boobies. Oh, man. Yeah, so this is what Marisol tells me and the reason why she wants them.
Marisol wants
them? Yeah, but it's not because she needs them. It's because she wants them joints to be, like, forever perky. Like, I'm like, whatever, you know. I don't get it. You know, I think they're fine. I mean, you can't, you know what I mean? But, yeah, she's like, she wants them just to sit up. Like, she wants to be able to, like, keep the like same, because you know when you get implants you can keep the same size, yo. They just perk up. So she's like, yeah, she, you know, she, because then she'd be like looking at women who have them. She's like, look, she can wear that type of dress, I can't, because like if shit just, you know, I mean, they fit up like,
yeah, see, I don't have a problem with it. If like if my wife says she wanted fake boobs, I don't really care. But I would say wait until you're done having children, because I don't know how that works with kids and all that.
Yeah, I don't think it messes up anything, because I think they come under all that with the ducts and stuff. But like, that is true, though, because sometimes they do sew on the areola. You know what I'm saying? So that may mess up, but if they have to sew it on and reattach it, I don't know how the hell does the ducts, you know what I mean?
All right.
So, yeah, that is good. I don't have a problem with it either, though. Quite honestly,
So you gonna go ahead and cop some of those for Christmas, y'all?
I'm not buying them. I told her that. Off.
Yeah, you gotta pull the Kanye, and you know them fake boobies. I paid them Benjis.
Yeah, I mean, I just can't do it. I can't support that. I support it in the sense that I don't care if she gets them, but I'm not going to support it financially.
I don't think
she needs them, so you know what I mean?
So, but it's not up to me. It's how she feels.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. So, like, when it's something like for instance, like, if I wanted some, like, a gun, she may say, man, I don't know why you need a gun, but if I was like, yo, can you go half on it? She'd be like, no. you paid for it. Yeah. So that's the same thing. Like, say, same thing if I went, well, Fatu is a little different, but she wants. But, yeah, but it's like stuff that, like, I want or stuff that she wants, like clothes and shit. I'm like, yeah, man, that's your money. I
hear that. But, yeah, we're down to our last minute. I got to put you on hold, Jay Jerker. Good conversation. High times, high conversations, high talk. I appreciate you calling in. You know, we'll definitely do this again. Hopefully, we'll get back on Monday night on our regular scheduled program. Thanks to all the fans that are listening. Thanks for hitting me up on Twitter. Please, you can always call in 646-915-8680. Again, this is the offering. We discuss anything. If you want to get high and call in, like Jay Jerker, get high and call in. You want to discuss something serious like politics? Call in. But you don't call in now because I'm not staying online. So it was good talking to y'all again, man. Y'all be safe. Have a good night. God bless. Holla.
No made up nigga, I'm straight up nigga.